Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Meán with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This is Ours to Protect on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. I'm Track O'Brien, and this week we're looking at sustainable clothing. It's no secret, fashion has a sustainability problem. In today's culture of one-click purchases, short-term wear and subsequent disposal in landfills, the damaging impact of fast fashion is undeniable. So it's time to find out what exactly is involved with sustainable clothing and how can it help. PureClothing.ie was set up in 2020 to offer stylish, on-trend clothing that's the product of eco-friendly materials and a sustainable supply chain. I recently met with its co-founder, Peter Timlin, to find out a bit more about what they do.
Yeah, so Pure Clothing is a sustainable business that was set up in May 2020, like you said. So we focus on working with ethical materials and ethical manufacturing processes. Yep. So all our products would be made from organic cotton and recycled polyester that would have all sort of relevant certifications as well. And it just means that, you know, there's less water involved in the production of our garments.
Okay, and that's cutting back on chemical use and all that other stuff as well.
Exactly, and in terms of like pesticides that would harm the environment, there's none of that involved there stuff.
Yeah.
And then looking at the labour side as well, at the fast fashion industry exploits a lot of minority workers worldwide. So we focus on working with fair wear approved factories, making sure that our factories are regularly audited and that all our workers are getting paid a fair wage, a fair living wage, and they're not getting their rights violated there as well.
And how varied is the Pure Clothing Company range?
So we specialise in loungewear, organic cotton and recycled polyester loungewear.
Yep.
We do tote bags, fleeces, jump hoodies, like I said, sweatshirts. And we also offer our circular model as well. So when our products get damaged or they run to the end of their life cycle, we repair or upcycle stuff for free. And that just keeps it out of the landfill and in use for longer, which is obviously beneficial to the environment as well.
So they bring the clothes back to you, is it? And you?
Yeah, so there's an option on our website that you can send stuff back to us. We work with specialist seamstresses in a social enterprise based in Mayo, and they upcycle the garments for us there, and we return it to you for free then as well.
And is it a growth? Do you find that more and more people are learning about it, they're getting involved in it, or how's it going for you at the moment?
Yeah, definitely. I think when you look globally at the sort of natural disasters that have occurred this summer, you looked at the wildfires in Greece, I think everyone is trying to do that extra bit now to reduce their impact on the environment. And I guess if a collective mass of people can just, you know, take that extra step to try and operate more sustainably, I mean, that impacts on the demand for sustainable businesses, and I think it just benefits the whole cause as a whole. So,
and we've seen over the last number of years, people have spoken that they want to buy organic produce in the supermarket. That's how things have changed, and this is another example of that people are beginning to think a little bit differently about how they're buying their clothes.
Definitely, transparency is a massive thing for us across the whole supply chain, and like you said, even in terms of like the food industry, traceability is massive. So people want to know where their stuff is coming from, how it's produced, and they want to know what's in it. So I think that even was exacerbated over the COVID pandemic, that people really put that focus on traceability.
Yeah.
And they just wanted to kind of know more about what they were buying. So it's definitely a growing trend.
Fascinating stuff. Tell us a bit, but just tell us again, where can you find yourselves online, the store online?
So our website's www.pureclothing.ie. We operate nationwide with next day delivery, so that's probably the best place to find us. We also have our Instagram and social handles, which are pureclothing.ie as well.
Well, listen, thanks very much for your time today, Peter.
Thanks.
Fascinating stuff.
Thank you.
Fast fashion poses a major threat to the planet, and the aim of pureclothing.ie is clearly to change all that. It's great to hear that there are companies like this existing and currently succeeding in the marketplace, and they're not the only ones. A simple online search for sustainable clothing in Ireland will show a long list of innovative Irish clothing companies that have a strong eco-friendly ethos. So if we can trace how our food has been produced, perhaps the same could be done to trace how ethically our clothes have been produced too. Do you think that some sort of a system with this information should be available at the point of purchase?
Yeah, I don't think it'll make a difference, though. I think it's all cost.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, I think that would be helpful for the environment going forward, for the next generation.
A fairly resounding yes there to some class of traceability system for our clothes, which may slow down the fast fashion industry and its resulting damage to the planet, along with its manipulation of some of the world's poorest countries. So the next time you want to freshen up the wardrobe, why not make the move towards more ethical fashion? You'll be pleasantly surprised by the large sustainable range on offer.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission na Meán with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Ireland's Classic Hits Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.